Mount Everest, when did it fall?
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the popular Answers in Genesis conferences.
Now, here's a riddle for you. If mountain climbers need oxygen tanks to climb Mount Everest, how was Noah himself able to breathe if his ark floated above the highest mountains? First, mountains like Mount Everest were not necessarily the height they were during the time of the flood. In fact, the Earth's highest mountains have fossils of sea creatures at their tops, showing they were actually under the sea once. Either the sea rose to cover the mountains, or the mountains under the oceans rose out of the sea, or both things occurred. And secondly, measurements indicate that Mount Everest is now rising at 6 inches a year. This movement was probably much greater in the past, particularly at the end of the flood, so its formation can easily be explained from the time of the flood. And third, as the water rose during the flood, the atmosphere would have risen as well. Skeptics try to discredit Noah's flood, so it's important to know how to defend its record in Genesis.
Ken Ham wants to help you learn how to defend the Bible from the very first verse. Request his brand new DVD on Darwinian evolution when you make a donation of any size today, and this 60-minute video will then be yours. Call us toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to our attractive website of answersoffer.org.